Welcome to Your Family, Your Finances, the podcast with John Merkel of Rose Retirement. Get more details on the website at roseretirement.com. Believe it or not, we are already in the fourth quarter of the year, and Morningstar's Christine Benn says that means it's time to take stock of your investments.
This is a good time of year to do a good overall portfolio checkup, maybe make a few moves where you can potentially improve your tax situation. So year end is when I would urge investors to take a little break and spend some time reviewing their portfolios.
So, I mean, first of all, is this something that you guys can help with, John and Cottrell? And second of all, what are some other things we might want to look at as we approach, you know, the end of another year here?
Oh, without a doubt. And it's better to be proactive than reactive. And that's what, you know, a lot of people are doing right now. And we talked early in the show about, you know, people that are being proactive right now are watching or planning if a market has a correction. They're putting their monies in places so that they can't lose their money. People that are reactive, what they're going to do is they're going to wait till the market has a correction and then try to respond. So that's what most of our clients are talking about right now. And the other thing is Roth conversions. Mm-hmm. I know we haven't brought it up too much on the show, but, you know, because Congress hadn't made a change, but they're talking about changing the Roth conversions. If you're in that boat where you want to make tax-free money versus taxable money, the ones that are doing it right now probably be grandfathered in. The ones that are reactive, they're not going to have time to convert their money to mm-hmm. a Roth account, and they're going to be waiting out in the cold. What about you, Cottrell?
Yeah. So what I'm looking at right now for people that I'm talking to that are around my age, so in their 40s, like, you know, early to mid 40s, we are really looking more now at protecting our investments. So we're really not trying to ride that stock market wave. We are trying to make sure that we can retire when we want to. We're not really geared towards retiring when someone else is telling us to at that magic age of 65. Or 70 years old, we are trying to protect our investments rather than riding that stock market wave.
Mm-hmm. And that right there is crucial. And I love the fact that you say decide when we want to, because that's a big question. Do I decide when I want to retire, or does my money tell me when I can retire?
Yes, that is definitely something that I am very passionate about, since I'm not trying to wait that extra, you know, 20 or 25 years to retire. I want to be able to tell my money what to do so that I can retire when I want to. I want that financial freedom. That's really important to me and my clients.
Financial freedom is key, and that is something that we're all looking for. We've worked really hard. We've saved up this big mound of cash, if you will, and now we're going, okay, well, how do we make sure it's going to last as long as we do? How do I make sure that my lifestyle's not going to, you know, decrease? If anything, it's going to get better in retirement. I'm going to be able to knock off some of those items on the bucket list. And the way that you're able to say, yes, I'm going to be able to do all those things is, first of all, by being proactive. Second of all, by meeting with John and Cottrell and the team at Rose Retirement and saying, okay, let's take a look at what I have and let's see what we can do to make it better and start putting that roadmap together to cross that retirement finish line. That's what it's all about.
Yeah. And some of the other things before the end of the year is review a person's life policies, long-term care policies, Medicare policies, any type of insurance type planning. We can help you go over that here at Rose Retirement. Number one, just a refresher. A lot of people buy this stuff, you know, all different kinds of, you know, policies, and they have no clue what they've had. They bought it, you know, 5, 10, 20 years ago. So bring those in here. We'll tell you what you got, what it means to you and your family. And, you know, number one, just as a refresher. The other thing is your estate plan. I've actually seen a lot of people. In fact, I had a seminar in Tyler, been a few months ago, but a lady, one of her questions was, can you look at my estate plan? And I know I've went over this in one of my shows before, but just to remind people is when I went over to look at her estate plan, her trust wasn't funded. So she was going to leave everything she had to an unfunded trust, which would have went to probate, not to the trust.
Well, I was just going to say, what's the difference between funded and unfunded?
Well, when someone's got a trust, they got to fund it somehow. They got to put something in it, whether it's a house, the cars, their 401ks, stuff like that. In other words, when that client passes away, everything goes to the trust. The trust bypasses probate so that it just goes to the beneficiaries, not to court. And the reason you don't want to go to court is because it holds up your estate for – depends on who wants to contest it. You know, all kinds of different reasons why you don't want to go to court, because, you know, now the government will dictate what you do with your estate, not you and your loved ones. So, you know, just by doing that, by going over this lady's trust and showing her that, hey, you're – where you wanted your money to go, it isn't going. I mean, that was a lifesaver for this lady who, you know, thought that everything was, you know, nice and buttoned up. So there's a lot of stuff that we do in a review that even though you're not our client, we want to make sure that everything is buttoned up and goes to where you want it to go and you know exactly what you have, why you have it. So it's not just a, hey, let me sell you something or let come here so I can sell you something. Mm-hmm. That's not what we do here at Rose Retirement. I know it's hard to fathom that, but there are people like us out there that really genuinely care. And actually, one of my clients told me this the other day. He said, John, I think you care more about our money than we do. And that really struck home with me. And it hit a nerve. And I'm like, well, man, you just made me almost cry. But that's what we do. And, you know, we want to look at your stuff, make sure it's viable and what you want, and just let you know what you got.
Yeah, and I'll totally agree and just jump in there. That is such an important thing when a client can trust their financial advisor. So they don't just trust us with their retirement funds. They trust us also with helping guide them, like he said, on insurance policies. We can go over their life insurance policies. We can help them with practically any insurance policy they have just to help guide them and point them in the right direction. I've got plenty of clients that come to me for Medicare advice. So they'll come to me for their retirement planning, and we will end up talking about their Medicare as well, because they want to be able to do that in one place, if at all possible. And my clients definitely love that. So when your client actually gets so excited that they can have so many things taken care of all at one time, and when they get off the phone with you and say, I love you, you just know you're doing something right. Yep. That's where it's at.
Wow. Yeah, exactly right. And you know, when you guys talk to individuals on the phone or they come in the office, like, oh my God, I love you. Thanks for putting this together. I can breathe now. Yeah. I mean, you talk about the ultimate big smile on your face, like, okay, I've done my job today. And they're leaving with a weight lifted off their shoulders. And by God, they're running towards that retirement finish line. You've been listening to the podcast for Your Family, Your Finances with John Merkel of Rose Retirement. Get more details at roseretirement.com. Financial professionals are not licensed in all 50 states. To find out if Johnny Lee Merkel is licensed in your state, please contact our office. Johnny Lee Merkel is not affiliated with nor endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency and does not provide legal or tax advice. Annuity guarantees rely solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing insurance company. By contacting us, you may be provided with information about insurance and annuity products offered through Johnny Lee Merkel Jr., NPN number 1584707.